38 U.S. senators have sent a letter to the leaders of the Senate and of the House today. That letter is signed mainly by Democrats, including all of Connecticut and New York senators. It asks Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to schedule a vote on a bill that would prevent suspected terrorists from buying guns. WSHU's Katie Toth has more.
Supporters of the bill say if you're on the no-fly terrorist watch list, you can't board an airplane, but you can buy a gun. They say if it's legal for the federal government to bar someone from a plane, it should also be legal for them to bar that person from getting a hold of a weapon. John McLaughlin is a former acting director of the CIA. McLaughlin says the U.S. is facing new threats from the terrorist group ISIS. One thing ISIS does is encourage supporters from Western nations to carry out lone wolf attacks on their home soil.
The truth of it is that it's not all that hard to get guns in our country. And we are at a moment in time when this terrorist group, probably the worst we have ever dealt with in our lifetimes, is threatening to come here.
The ACLU didn't have any comment on the bill, but they have criticized terrorism watch lists. They say the watch lists lack transparency and point to high-profile cases where innocent people have been caught up in surveillance and denied certain civil liberties. The National Rifle Association says they don't want innocent people being refused guns without due process. McLaughlin says security sometimes comes at a cost.
There's always this balance between civil liberties and security. In our country, at least, I think we maintain the civil liberties end of that very successfully.
The bill to prevent suspected terrorists from buying guns and explosives was first introduced in 2007. Its most recent version has been sitting in committee since February. Katie Toth, WSHU News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's spokesperson declined to comment. A message was left with House Speaker Paul Ryan seeking comment.